Morning, Monday morning, as we get ready for a big event coming up at Nickerson, and this will be not this coming Saturday, but the next Saturday, Carla James, and
yes, it will.
I know she's excited about it because Jasmine DeLuna from RVR Bank back with us this morning to talk a little bit about this, and I don't think I've ever seen, have you guys ever had this before?
This is our first time hosting the meat raffle and bingo together.
Meat raffle and bingo. Sounds like a good combination to me. So,
I know, right?
Tell us some more about how this is all going to work. Chris Slosher, also with us this morning to talk about it.
So traditionally, we've done what we used to call a fall festival, which would have bingo night along with multiple different raffles and silent auction. We've kind of changed that to multiple events. We did an event back in, I believe, October, street dance back up in Nickerson, and now we're going to do just a strictly bingo night, and we have a meat raffle included. Meat raffle is kind of a big thing up a little in the northern states where they do a meat wheel, sell raffle tickets throughout the night, and then we have a big 180 spot wheel that we spin, and whoever has the raffle ticket that adjoins the number, they win different combinations of meats. It could be steaks, could be bacon, could be summer sausage, could be T-bone steaks, ribeyes, a lot of different options. We're going to probably do about six or seven different rounds of the actual spinning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then probably three or four winners per round, I guess. So there could be up to about 15 winners or so. Could get different meat combinations.
For each spin of the wheel?
Yep.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. I like the bring your dollar bills and coolers. Yeah. So you're going to need a cooler to put the meat in, right?
Yeah, coolers, you bet. And it's bring your own drink, water, pop, whatever you want.
Okay.
We'll also have a little bit of water available that night, and we'll have food available per purchase as well in the in our kitchen area.
So who can, is this, it's not just adults that can play bingo then?
No, anybody of all ages can come up and have a good time.
All right, very good. That sounds like a lot of fun. There's a lot of different packages here. So as far as the bingo and I think the meat raffle goes, right?
Yes, I believe so. There's pre-purchase packages. Gets you a little bit of a discount if you buy it on our website at nickersonfire.com. Go to the events tab, and it has a bunch of different options. Prices do go up, I believe, the day of if you purchase them at the door.
Okay.
So it is a better deal if you buy it ahead of time.
And there's a chance to win $1,000. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a at the end of the night, we're going to do a big coverall. If you cover your blackout your card in less than, I believe, 34 or 38 moves, then you can win up to $1,000. So there's an opportunity.
Ooh,
if you're lucky enough to fill it in that amount of moves, then yeah, you have a big chance of winning.
So you can also go to nickersonfire.com for more details.
You bet.
Okay. Are you guys, the money you're raising, is it going to go to anything specific, or you just need new equipment?
So right now we're trying to update some equipment. Our SCBA air packs that we use inside fires are coming up on our expiration. So they're pretty expensive. Each air pack is about $10,000, and we have about 12 of them, so it's about $120,000 for us to update them. So we just try to keep all of our firefighters safe and having good working equipment. Our current air packs, if something breaks, I believe our current models, they're actually not making parts right now.
Oh, great.
So this is a big big push right now that we're trying to get our air packs all up to date.
Yeah, for sure. As far as volunteers go, pretty good numbers right now?
Yeah, we actually have a really good solid core group of firefighters and EMTs. We have about, I believe, a roster of 19 firefighters, and I believe of those 19, we have about 8 or 9 EMTs.
So how does that work every week? Do you have certain people on call then every week?
Basically, with us being a rural fire department and being a we don't have a whole large call volume. It's basically whoever is available and willing to show up to a call. All of us have pagers. If a call comes in and you're able to do it, you just show up to the fire station and we go. So
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that is that's how it's always been done.
Yeah.
And I suppose everybody's pager, have calls gone up lately, or are you looking pretty decent?
Yeah, I mean, it comes in waves. I know we just finished out 2023 with, I believe, about 85 or 89 calls for our district. So that's about an average year. We go between 80 and 100 calls a year.
Okay.
some months we might have 10 or 15 calls, and some months we might have two.
So, is it more medical, or is it?
Yeah, it's a lot of medical calls, lift assist calls, elderly people that need have issues, stuff like that. A lot of car accidents with us being on that Highway 91 and Highway 77 interchange there.
Yeah,
a lot of car accidents around there. Several fires a year. A lot of ditch fires.
Talking with Chris Slosher with the Nickerson Volunteer Fire Department. So how far out do you guys actually respond to calls?
Our district is actually rather large. It goes we border into Washington County. So we go up to County Road 9 in Washington County, which is a couple miles east of Fontenelle, and we go just about to Ames on the west side of
district. Oh, wow. That is a big area.
Then our southern district line would be just north of the four-lane highway on County Road 7, and then our northern district would be district line would be right about the way scale of Highway 77. So
yeah, it's a pretty big area.
Yep.
Well, yeah, we'll help you out as much as we can with this.
We greatly
for sure.
appreciate it. And we have several sponsors that help sponsor the meet purchases for the meet wheel. And if anyone's wanting to sponsor the event, they can reach out to us. There's a contact form on our website, I believe.
Okay.
And we can get you hooked up with a sponsorship as well.
Real quick question too. With the bingo, regular bingo play, if you get a bingo, what do you get?
We're doing cash prizes, I believe, and I believe some gift cards and gift certificates and stuff. Okay.
Nice. Who are your? You have some meat sponsors, you said? You want to mention some people? Or?
Yeah, Helm Mechanical. They sponsored our meat raffle. They're a mechanical contractor out of Omaha, I believe. So they're one of our big ones. Yep.
Good deal. Well, folks, again, if you'd like to help out or you want to help sponsor the meat raffle, NickersonFire.com, and you'll find all the information. Or if you see one of these flyers out and about, there is a QR code on there. You can just kind of click on that and away you go. Mm-hmm. But again, it's coming up Saturday, February 10th. And that'll be right there in at the Nickerson Fire at the building.
Yep, at the Nickerson Fire Station, we'll have bingo in the engine bays. We'll have all the trucks pulled out, and we'll have food in the kitchen.
Yeah,
I'm hoping this is the first annual, and there are many to follow.
Well, hopefully, it's a success, and we'll be happy to do it again.
You know, for sure. I've known with the Meat Wheel has always been a big success at many other organizations. So wise choice with that one.
Yeah, yep.
Wise choice. Yeah.
Doors open at 5 for the Meat Wheel, starting at 6, and early bird bingo 6:30. Then everything else starts right at 7. So make your way over there. Should be a lot of fun in Nickerson on the 10th. So thank you, Jasmine. You have anything else to add?
Hope to see you there.
Yeah. Thanks for setting this up. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll keep drumming up business. Yeah. We'll get people there.
Yeah, we'll talk about it some more for sure. Bet.